It is really important at this point in our state's history, our nation's history, that we single out individuals that have exemplified the kind of virtues that our country desperately needs and on which it was founded and which it will continue to prosper. Honor, courage, and sacrifice. There's a lot of motivations, there's a lot of activities that we all focus on. But here, when we honor these 30 firefighters, we see real individuals with specific stories of how they met the challenge of what it is to be a Californian, a firefighter, a public servant, a first responder. Firefighters take their own lives into their hands and risk them for other people. They think of others. And a society can't just be about what's in it for me. We all have to take care of our own particular interests and thoughts and beliefs. But at the end of the day, a state, a community, is about what we feel in common and how we're moved by the plight of another human being. And so this memorial I see is not just about these brave firefighters. It's all about us and the spirit, which can galvanize us for the difficult days ahead. So when we see this memorial and we pass by it, as I do several times a week, it really brings home to me what a high honor it is to serve the people of California and what virtues of sacrifice and courage and loyalty are required. So we take from the sacrifices of these individuals that example, but that example has power. It's the power to transform our own lives and our community. We honor even as we mourn. Thank you.